What's up, everyone? How are you? Good morning if you're here in the East Coast. Good afternoon and good evening if you're somewhere else. This is Nina Perez and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am here on Winject TV, powered by Winject Studios. Make sure that you are clicking below. I need you to subscribe, like, share. You have to do that because Winject TV has like all these great people that come on here daily and just give you like amazing downloads. I watch it as often as I can because Winject TV has quality stuff. Hello. And so I want to make sure that you are here with us and I want to make sure that you don't miss an episode of anything amazing coming out of here. I also want to invite you to join my community here at Winject. So make sure that you go to winject.com and you can go on there and you can, go and I think it's winject.com/archive/Nina Perez will also get you there. And so will Straight Talk No Sugar Added. And what it is you go on there, you click on and you join the community. You pick a Straight Talk No Sugar Added. You become part of that community, but there's a lot of great things behind there. And you can even grow and expand while you're, thank you. It's winject.com/register, winject.com/register. Thank you. I forgot the register part. And make sure you go on there and get that done because it's really, really great. And the truth is I want to build that community. I really want to engage with you there, have discussions with you there, have live Zooms with you there. I really am trying to build that community and it's free for you to register. So go on there and register. I really want to spend that time with you. Okay. Create your free account today. All right. Got the homework out. Right? And I want to make sure that you are a part of this and a part of what I'm doing. Good morning, Michael Jackson. Good morning. And I am really, I'm excited. I have been talking to my husband a lot about what our lives mean, what we are doing, how we are going to move forward and how do we reinvent or recreate or have fun with the rest of our lives. Hi, Karen. And the reason that I wanted to come on here and talk about the mindset of winners. Hey, Zach, is because I talked to a lot of amazing entrepreneurs. I talked to like a lot of CEOs. I talked to a lot of coaches. I talked to a lot of amazing people with this mindset to win in life. And to win for them and to win for me means that we are going to create a life where we are proud of it. We are happy for it. We leave a legacy about it. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to go out there and make $1 billion, but it does mean you should make an impact. Whether it's you're the best parent in the world, you make an impact through your kids. Whether it means that you do it through a career or a business or whatever it is you're doing, that to me is winning, right? To get up every day and really love what you do. And if you're not there, then I wanted to talk about the things I have learned from all of these amazing big minds that I have spoken to on my show. And if you are one of those who are a coach, an entrepreneur, somebody who has been through stuff and love to use your life to impact others, I want you to actually email me at hello@straighttalknosugaradded.com. And I'd love to have you on there. I speak to amazing human beings and I try to go around the whole planet. And I've spoken to a lot of people from almost everywhere on the planet about, what it is to overcome. What does it take? What is that grit? What is in you? And that has really, really helped. So hello@straighttalknosugaradded.com to be on my show. So go ahead and do that, right? Now, people that have a mind flow, I call it mind flow, to win, they have these traits that I have been seeing through all of these entrepreneurs and leaders in businesses that I have spoken to. And they have this commonality and they develop these traits that I really wanted to make sure that you and I look at and maybe cultivate in our lives so that we can have that mind flow and that mindset to win, right? And you're going to face a number of challenges. You're going to go through a lot of stuff in life. We all do. Lord knows I have my list of things that I have been through in life and that I will go through in life, right? Because we're not exempt, right? It's funny because we go, why me? Well, why not you? And you're not the only one going through it, right? And what happens is when we get stuck in that place of the why me, we can't move forward because we really think like the universe and the world is against us, that God is against us, that things aren't happening. And that is not true. It's just life. Life can suck sometimes, but you have to understand that why you, why not you? It is not just happening to you. You are not alone. You are not there and in solitude and solace and not having anybody that is going through or can understand what you're going through. I promise you that you can. And I promise you that you are not the only one. And you can make it through this, right? So the mental toughness will help you to easily bounce back to whatever is coming against you and whatever sets you back in life from you achieving those things you want to achieve in life, your goals or whatever you're looking forward to. If you develop a mind and a mind flow to win and have a toughness about it, you are going to be able to bounce back. Now, there are going to be times when you are faced with these issues and problems that you don't know how to solve. You don't know how you're going to get through it. You don't know what's going on, but you're overwhelmed, right? And then there will be times that you have like no energy, like you can't get it done and you feel like you can't move forward. But I promise you that if you develop a mind, you will get there. What's that, Zach? Life is hard. We have to put on our big boy and big girl undies to get through it. 100%. 100%. Hi, Kalina. Hi, Kalina. Welcome. You're right, Zach. I mean, and that's, I always say that, right? And people always get like a little offended. I say, just put on your big girl panties. Let's go. What you doing? And they're like, everybody's so sensitive. I'm just not, right? But there's going to be times when you are faced with these issues, you're faced with these problems, you're faced with things that overwhelm you. Man, I've been there and I want to go down on under the blanket and I don't want to come up. And that is normal. People go through this. So stop with the why me. If you keep asking yourself that question, you're going to stay stuck there. Okay. Then there'll be times when you are tired. And like I said, you don't have any energy. You don't have any like anything pushing you, nothing getting you to move forward to get this stuff done. Everyone has these problems. Okay. So what I want to know is how are you going to develop that mind flow that's going to help you win and overcome? Right? You have to overcome all of those things that come in life because there are going to be a hell of a lot more of them that are coming. So you have to deal with the ones that you are with now. So you have that mental toughness you're going to need for the next one because they're coming. They are. And just understand that they are. And so that way, when they come, you have already a strategy and a plan put together on how you're going to overcome that. You know, the answer is that you have to have this mental toughness, these keys that I'm going to share with you that I've gotten from all these amazing entrepreneurs. It is important for you to push yourself because no one's coming, guys. No one's coming. You got to push yourself, right? You have to be able to push yourself to do the things you have to do even when you don't feel like doing it. You are going to have bad days. There are just going to be those days when you are like, F it, I don't want to work today. I don't want to do crap. Okay. But you have to have that place where you know that you are going to push yourself through it in spite of, right? And so you have to make sure that you, thank you, Zach. You have to make sure that you are like really, pressing down and pushing yourself. I promise you these last few weeks, it's like, Nina, you are going to work out every day, Sunday off only. Right. And I'm like, oh, I'm usually going 2 days a week or 3 days a week. I did it every day. Nobody showed up, bro. Nobody showed up to make me do it. My husband got me up in the morning, but if I didn't want to wake up and get out of bed, that was on me. Okay. That was on me. And guess what? I did it. Why? Because ain't nobody showing up. Ain't nobody gonna push me through it. It's not the why me. It's why not me. Get your butt up and do what you gotta do, right? And when you start doing that, you start to confirm to your subconscious mind that you are a winner and that you are actually going to do the things in spite of how you feel, okay? And when you are out of your little, boohooing and crying, and like Zach said, put your big boy undies or big girl undies on, it's time to actually understand that you can win if you start to develop that mind that you are going to, right? So there are seven things I'm going to share. I learned a lot of things from these entrepreneurs and these big minds, right? But there are seven things that I want to share with you that I I realized when I speak to these people, I looked at all of my podcasts. I think I'm at 160 podcasts at this point. And I was like reviewing a lot of them and stuff. And so one was start, take risk, prioritize, focus, having persistence, reviewing, and then organization. So I'm going to break those down for you because I started to pull from all these people and even in my own life and like, damn, if you just follow these strategies, you can win at whatever you want to win at and stop being freaking lazy and thinking like, oh, poor me, woe is me. Everybody has a woe is me moment. But if your moment is now dragging on to months and weeks and years, that is not a moment. That is a lifestyle, okay? And we need to change that. Because, and I'm not just saying that because I'm being harsh with you. I had to do it for me. I had to do that for me. I was way too many years of being a victim of woe is me. And even though I was moving forward with a victim mentality. And I had to stop that nonsense, okay? So the first thing I learned with doing all of these amazing interviews that I have done is to start. Just start, right? People with a mind flow to win always just start. It's so funny. I have asked so many people, so many entrepreneurs, that, so how did you get there? I just started, right? And that means like right now. like start right now, right? Kalina, love this. It's up to me, right? Ain't nobody coming, right? And that means that you start like right now, right? Wait, hold on. Not yet, because you're watching me. But we're done here. You need to start. Make sure you're writing notes, right? Don't wait around for anyone. Don't wait around for anything. The time to start is literally right now, right? If you want to start your book, write the first word. Just write a word, right? So what? Just write that one word, right? Just make it. And then once you write that first word, I wish I had my book in front of me. You'll write the second word and then the third and the fourth. And you will be, before you know it, you have your first chapter done, right? But what if you can't start right now? What if you can't make it to start right now? What if the thing that you want to do is just too difficult for you and you can't start, right? Never believe that anything is too difficult, right? What's that? We want it to be perfect and lined up just right to get it going. You're right. Just start and refine as you go. And Zach, you know what? That's what I did. I actually did a mind map, which is very, very helpful. And then I did it through my book. And I did it through my ages. And then I wrote all of the stories for my ages. Then I wrote the chapters out and then I got it edited. Just write. If you're trying to do if you're trying to do a book, just write. If you're trying to do a podcast, buy a mic. Sit in front of your computer. Just record. You don't have to publish it right away, but get yourself going, right? Never believe that anything is too difficult for you. Just make a start. Go, start, right? Most things are nowhere near as difficult as you think they are, right? Break down that big giant task that you're looking at, that big business. Break it down into little pieces. No entrepreneur that I have spoken to just comes out with the whole shebang, never even started with little pieces. That's BS. Okay, you have to understand that everybody starts somewhere and it starts with a thought, an idea, writing it down, step number one, but they started, right? If you have too many things on your to-do list, right? And don't know where to start, you can start becoming overwhelmed. And then it could start to lead you into starting nothing, right? So in this situation, you need to take a second to just say, okay, wait, hold on. What do I need to do here? If I want to write this book, what do I need to do? Well, maybe I should mind map. Okay, let me write that. Or maybe I should just take a note. Or where do I want to start? What topic do I want to write? Right? But you need to start. Start. Okay? The next thing I learned is to take risk. Now, risk can cost an opportunity, right? If you don't take a risk, you can actually cost yourself an opportunity, right? So if it's a business or an organization or you're leading a team, whatever it is, and you aren't willing to take a risk, it will die. And if it doesn't die, it's going to slow down into a deep crawl, right? Because the majority of your businesses, majority of all of our businesses as entrepreneurs or leaders or whatever, if we are reaching a point where we are stagnant, when we are stuck and we can't go anymore, growth has stopped, guys. And a stagnant point means that you either are going to have to start beginning something new and you need to implement that something new to get yourself going, or you got to end it. Right? But you have to figure that out. And risk is going to really show who you are. It's what separates you from your competition. If you're in business, right? It's going to separate you from your competition. It's going to be risk, right? And when we face risk, we are forced to better ourselves. We're forced to hone in our skills, right? And because we're taking a risk. So we're really trying to make sure that we're honing in our skills to assure that we are going to be successful. And you may fail, but you took a risk. And if you take a risk, you might even succeed, right? And as an entrepreneur or a business leader or anything like that, it is your job to push yourself, push your company, push your team, and never allow it to stagnate. If you are stuck and stagnated, it's time to rethink where you are, right? Now, risk can cost you a lot. It may cost you losing a lot of things, but the reward of a risk can help you grow your company to win. It can help you grow your business to win. Now, it may cost you something, right? But it also may grow you in something, right? Because every decision that we make as a business leader, as an entrepreneur, whatever it is, it has the potential to really impact that bottom line. And it could be very difficult to make that decision. I understand that. I've been there. I have businesses. I get it. But the only way to achieve that long-term success is by having the courage to take and embrace the risk that may come with it. Now, the level of risk and the exposure of that risk is really up to you. I can't tell you what to do, right? The level of exposure to risk is up to you. It has to be appropriate to what it is you're doing, right? And only you can determine that. But I will tell you one thing. I've learned this, and I'm sure a lot of you have too. Avoid that there's no risk involved. Right? This is a no-risk opportunity. All right? That's bull crap. There's no such thing as a no-risk opportunity. Everything costs you something. Okay? So just make sure that you evaluate each opportunity based on the potential it's going to return to you. Okay? Don't just go ahead and give out your hard-earned money and all of that kind of stuff to that no-risk opportunity because it looks like it's going to be fast and easy, baby. It is not going to be fast and easy. It is going to cost you a lot. So make sure that you are evaluating your opportunity. But this is what you're supposed to do as someone who is a CEO of your life, the CEO of your businesses, the CEO of whatever you're doing, right? You need to understand that it is up to you to take the opportunity based on the potential outcome. What's that? My favorite, I need a guarantee, right? Right? Yes. And that's the thing. Like, I want to make sure that you guys realize that I'm not telling you to take so much risk that you are putting your entire livelihood and your family's life at risk. And some opportunities may need that. Some opportunities may have to weigh that heavy, but you have to evaluate if it's really, really based on a potential outcome. What is the outcome you are looking for? And is this risk worth the reward, right? So I wanted to talk to you about that. The third one is prioritize. Okay. I am so guilty of this. Oh man, I'm so guilty of this. I have like 10 tasks I want to do today. I want to do 10 tasks today, right? So which one do you start with? I don't know, because I want to do all 10, right? But what I realized is I started to have to really like think about which one was going to nag me throughout my day. Which one was the one that I had to get done? Because if I don't do it, it's going to nag me the whole freaking day, right? So Zach, how do you push past that fear? And what are the steps that worked for you? The fear of, are you talking about the risk? Is that what you're talking about? Let me know. Okay, so if you have 10 tasks and you want to complete them all today, You have to like list which ones do you start at. Zach, I want to know what fear you're talking about. Are you talking about the fear of taking risk? So I recommend that you start with that big task or that task that really is like nagging you, right? That's really like on your heart. Like, you know, you got to get this crap done. Cause if you don't, you're not gonna be able to sleep tonight. Do that one first. Okay. Maybe it's, you know, paying that bill that, you know, is, you know, like really hunting you and it's just on your mind all the time, or responding to that real heavy email that you have to do. Okay, Zach, yes. How do I get through the fear of the risk, right? Or actually having this risk that, oh, shoot. You know what? I think that some of the things that I do are basically what I'm talking to you about today. I actually, when I take a risk on my businesses, when I take a risk in at my job, because I run a team, and when I think of something, I'm like, you know, I'm going to just, I actually weigh out. I really do weigh out what is the reward if this wins, if this actually wins the way I'm thinking in my head, what is the reward? Is it worth it? When the answer is yes, I will risk it. I'll give you an example. It's maybe a little different, but the risk of me losing my family when I wrote my book, right? I wrote my autobiography, and my autobiography tells a lot about my past. Molested as a child and domestic violence and like just abused, and all of those things were written down in my autobiography because that's what happened in my life. And I remember, Zach, sitting in front of my computer, and I'm like, okay, I'm about to press publish. Do I really want to risk this? Because I will lose my family. My family may never speak to me again. And it was really, really hard. I cried. And then I said, what is the reward of this? Am I really getting something out of this? Why am I doing this? What is my why? And when I realized that my why is to impact the life of someone else, even if it's not in my family, but out of my family, but it impacts them in a way that helps them live a better life or overcome a challenge, is it worth it? The answer was yes. The answer was yes. And so I pressed publish, and yes, I almost lost some of my family members because they would not speak to me for a little bit, but they got through it. I got through it. We healed, we moved on, but the risk was worth it. And I do that in business as well. So if I really take on this partner, is it worth it? What is it going to bring me to take on this partner? What will I lose? You know, and then I weigh them out and see which one wins, which one doesn't win. And that's how I do it. I do it afraid, Zach, is really the answer. I do it in fear, but I do it by prioritizing, and I do it by thinking about what the risk versus the reward is. And that's how I do it. But I do it afraid. I'll do it afraid, right? So I hope that answers your question, right? So if you have things that are really heavy on your mind, I really would like you to prioritize that first, to do that first and get it out of there. What is that? Fear of missing out is a FOMO. Is a mofo. Yes, it is. FOMO is a mofo. It really is. It really is. And I got trapped into that for some time. And so you want to like make sure that you take the heavier pressures. Thank you, Zach. I'm glad I answered the question. I want you to make sure that you take those heavier tasks and do those first, right? You don't want to have this kind of pressure going to bed with you because you didn't get it done. So get the big ones done, you know, the big heavier ones done first. And once you get that big heavy one that's on your mind done, then do all the like simpler ones after that. That'll give you like a little couple of mental wins. It'll make you feel like you're actually doing something. You're checking things off and you're moving forward. And that's going to help you actually keep moving to the next thing, to the next thing, to the next thing. Right. So what's that? That's what we tell our kids when they are scared to do something. We tell them to do it afraid and analyze what they learn. Exactly. And you know what, Zach? That's how we all should be, right? Because kids will actually do it because you told them to do it. And a lot of us as adults, we still sitting there not doing it because we're still thinking about what it costs or why could we, blah, blah. And we know while we're doing that, we are missing the opportunities. We are like letting an opportunity completely like slip out of our fingers because we waited too long. We waited ourselves out of it, right? We waited ourselves out of it due to fear. Fear is a liar, right? And so you have to make sure that when you start to feel that fear, just weigh your risks and then do it afraid, because we've done a lot of things afraid in our life and we still keep moving. So just do it anyway, right? So what was that? I'll say, so prioritizing. So do the little ones in between after the big one, do the little ones for your mental wins. It's like a mental, you know, a gymnasium, like a mental gym work that you can do that helps you kind of feel like you're winning. So it gives you like that good feeling, right? And so then after you complete all those tasks and you go through all of the little wins, then you can, you know, maybe do the bigger ones that can wait a day if you didn't do it right away, right? Does that make sense? So the big priority one that is really on your mind that you know you're going to kick yourself in the buttocks if you don't do it, do that one first. Then do all the little ones that you can do. And then you, whatever bigger ones you have that you know can wait 2 and 3 days, then attack those as you go, just because you want to have those little short punches of wins in the center. And I've done them both ways, where I've done all of the bigger ones first and then did all the smaller ones later. I've always, you know, I always like switch it up, but I realized that having those little tiny ones that I can just knock out real quick really helps me feel like I've done something, right? Non-negotiables are vital. Exactly. So another thing that these entrepreneurs told me was focus. The ability that they have to concentrate fully on what they are doing, and they will sit there and do it until it is complete. I think that is one of the most powerful tools that I have used in my life to win, is to build that mental toughness and to ability to concentrate on that one thing without the FOMO, right? Without the FOMO. So the top three is where I start with every day. Oh yeah, I have that app too. I don't know if you have that app. Start with every day and then have 5 extra once I am done with the top three. That's a perfect way to do it too. I have the little app for that too. I love it because I'm like, okay, yeah, I got to get that done. And so it's a beautiful way to focus on what you have to do, right? So that goes right into the focus, which is your ability to take that top three and fully concentrate on what you are doing until it's complete. Now, here's the thing. We tend to start something that is in our top three, right? And we start trying to do all three at once, or that tab comes on the, oh shoot, yeah, I got to answer that email. Oh shoot, I got to get that text. Oh shoot. And then now you're lost, right? You have to, at least when I speak into all these entrepreneurs, they concentrate, like they shut it down. There is no notifications. There's no phone calls, nothing. They concentrate fully on what they are doing until it is done. And they have built a mental toughness of being able to do that. It is tougher than you think it is to focus on one thing at a time when you know there's a billion things you got to do, but it really will help you, right? And I think it's a little tougher now anyway, right? Don't you guys agree? Like, it's tougher now to even do that because there's so many distractions. I have Alexa. I have, you know, my notifications on my computer, my notifications on my phone. So I've learned to, because of the entrepreneurs I've spoken to. There you go. See, Alexa just interrupted me. So I went to notification thing and I just put notification working. And now when people are calling me or texting me, I don't get it because I'm not going to be disturbed. So focus, guys, focus. Make sure that you avoid these distractions that are going on. Don't try to work with the TV on, with too much music on, background noise, stuff like that. If you can, try to like limit that as much as possible, right? Because it's going to get really hard for you to complete your tasks in a room full of noise. I mean, some of you could probably work that way. I could work with some noise, but not a lot. And you know that things are not going to distract you. You know that things are going to distract you. So just try to avoid the things that distract you. If you're going to be on online, you know, like flicking and stuff like that, like know that you're going to be there for like a good 20 minutes to an hour just doing, you know, scrolling through your feed. Just stop doing it, right? It's almost impossible not to be distracted all the time. And when this happens, you need to stop, deep breath, refocus, get back on it, all right? I'm talking to you about a mindset to win. Now, if you want to just go ahead and do what you want to do, then go ahead and do that. But what I'm telling you is things that I have gotten from very successful human beings, and I'm trying to give you the tools that they have used, and I want to use them all in my life too, right? So the next one, I think this is maybe four, is persistence, right? Persistence. And this is another great mind flow trait to have, right? And it could be very simple, but maybe not so simple to develop, if that makes sense. So persistence, right? It wins at life. It wins wars. It wins gold medal in the Olympics. It builds multi-million and billion-dollar companies, right? It finds cure for diseases. It can cure famine. All of that is persistence, right? It is the total opposite of giving up. So if you're giving up, know that there's no persistence. They're like completely opposite. And when you give up on something, no matter how small, your mind, your subconscious mind, it really starts to receive the signals that this is what you want to do in life is give up. Right. And so it will give you this thing in your mind where it's like, well, you know, next time when you try to do something, well, we don't really want to do that. Right. Because you're strengthening that neural pathway connection of giving up and what you think. And it's all going to be connected together. You have to stop doing that. I really really want you to understand that your subconscious mind is there to protect you. So when you tell your subconscious mind that giving up is what you want to do, your subconscious mind is going to kick in. And then that's when you're having self-sabotage, when you can't complete a task, when you don't know why you're giving up, right? And one of the most common reasons is, as we talked about earlier, is the fear. Is fear of failing, fear of not being able to do it, right? And do you think that people with a mind flow or a mindset to win didn't make any mistakes? Like, you don't think they didn't want to give up? I know I did. There was many times before when I was struggling that I was like, I don't want to do this shit. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm done. I give up, right? Everybody goes through it. Right. Of course you did. Of course you did. Of course you did. Of course I did. But the whole difference is you don't give up. That's the difference. You just don't give up. You stay persistent. You learn from what you failed on. You learn from your mistakes and you move your ass forward. Right. And if you are in a situation where you feel like giving up, then you need to understand what your why is. Why did you even start the business? Why did you start that career? Why did you start the book? Why are you starting this? Why are you starting that relationship? Or whatever it is, right? If you are in a situation where you feel like giving up, go back to your why. Why? What is your reason? And when you go back to your why, whether you tape it on your computer or whatever you do, you will start to go, okay, all right, wait, I got this, all right? It'll light a fire under you and it will give you the motivation that you need to keep going, right? Stand up and go, right? Move it. You got this, all right? And when you don't feel like you're motivated, listen, back up your chair, stand up for a second, look around the room, you know, try to like connect with something else. If you're feeling overwhelmed, give yourself a high five. Let's go. Let's do this, all right? You have to keep moving forward. And sometimes to do that, to get up and stretch and take a deep breath, whatever it is, will give you that re-energy that you need, right? The renewed energy, all right? So keep working on it. Keep working on your persistence. It is very valuable to your mental state, to your mental toughness. And this is what I've seen in all of these entrepreneurs. They don't freaking give up. They are persistent, all right? Even on the days they feel like crap and don't feel like doing anything, they get up and they do it anyway, right? You will never develop that mind flow to win if you keep giving up. Your brain won't let you. Your subconscious will stop you every time, all right? Persistent people always win at the end of the day. They just do. They just do. Now, do people have days where they need to take a break? Yes, that's not what I'm talking about. Taking a break and giving up are two different things, right? All right. Let's review is like number five or six or something. I don't even know where I'm at anymore. Review. It is important for you to review what you are doing regularly. So you really need to look at what you are doing regularly just to keep your ass on track. Oh, thank you. That's so awesome. Thank you. Okay. So review is, it's really important for you to review that you, what you are doing regularly to see that you are on the right track. I love it. I love it. I love that you did that for me. You're so awesome, Chris. All right. So if you don't do this when you can spend a lot of time and energy, then you're going to be moving in the wrong direction. If you don't start reviewing why you're doing something, you know, why you started, you know, why you're taking risks, why you're prioritizing, right? You're going to get like really, really stuck and you're going to go into the wrong direction. And we all have done. I know I have gone into the wrong direction and have had to renew. So let's say that one of your goals is to lose weight. Ha ha, that's mine, right? One way to review is to check where you are, check your inches, check your scale, whatever, however it is you do it regularly, because you want to know where you are. But there are more, there's more to do than that, right? You need to start a new regimen. You need to eat healthy. You need to actually get up and go to work. And work out, right? And even when you're hungry and you're tired, you have to know why. You have to know why you're doing it. You have to review why you're doing it. You have to know why you're doing it, right? You are feeling healthy. You're feeling strong. Are you doing the things you're supposed to do? You got to ask yourself questions, but you have to review. And when you review these things that you are doing, then it will tell you whether this is working or this is not working. Like, for instance, because I'm in the weight loss thing, in January, I had tried to go vegan for like a month. I got sick as a dog. I didn't know that a lot of the things that I was ingesting as a vegan for the month, I actually have an intolerance to, and it made me even sicker, right? So there you go, right? And then I started to, I'm eating more like a low carb diet, and that's actually working better for me. So you have to realize where you are, review what you're doing in business, what's working, what isn't working, how isn't it not working, how do you switch it, how do you change it? You can do more of what is working and take a different outlook and a different approach on these things so that you can fix what's not working and do what you want to and expect, right? What you're expecting to work, right? So I think this is the last one, which is organization. And so organization was one of the things that a lot of these entrepreneurs that I spoke to were talking about. If you're disorganized in your life, then it will be present in the things that come up in your life, right? So one of the things I found very interesting is one of the entrepreneurs was like, if you are disorganized in your life, then this will present you with a number of challenges that you can't easily avoid. And I'm like, oh, I never thought of that. So if you're disorganized, these challenges will come and you're not going to be able to easily avoid them or at least try to deal with them because you are so distracted because you're disorganized, right? So I think about me, I put everything in a file on my computer and I know where everything is. If something is out of line or I didn't put it in that file, it drives me nuts. So imagine you needing something to complete a task or something that you're doing, right? And you have no clue where it is. How freaking annoying is that, right? So in my computer, if you come and look at my computer screen, it is loaded with files, but I know where everything is because it has its file. Right? So you have to find it. You know where it is. You know how to deal with it. You can release that stress and your time. Because let's face it, guys, who the hell wants to keep wasting their valuable time? It is so precious and we have so little of it, right? Like I have no magic wand here for you guys. All right. When I talked to you guys today about a mindset to win or I did not have a magic wand for you. And I'm sorry about that. Right. But I do have tips for you to take with you. So I hope that that was helpful, right? So remember to put yourself in a mind flow to win. You're going to, what's that? Bonus. The principle of faith is the most powerful of all. Learning that everything meant for you comes in the right time, space, and sequence is one of the most challenging realizations in life. And you know what's so funny, Chris? You kind of convicted me just now because I was going to start with that, with faith. And then I took it out because I said, well, if I'm talking to a bunch of entrepreneurs and business leaders and all that, are they going to tune out when I talk about faith, because as you know, faith to me is very, very important. So thank you for saying that, because I'm going to add that to the list as I do my notes. And you're right. Faith is most powerful and most important of all. And also something I should have not taken out of my notes. So there you go. Thank you, God, for convicting me. So put yourself in a mind flow to win. So recap, we are going to do, well, faith now became the ultimate. And then it's start, prioritize, focus, persistence, review, and organization, right? There you go, guys. That's all of them, I think. Take risk. I forgot take risk. So it's just start, take your risk, prioritize, focus, persistence, review, and organization. You guys were so awesome today with all of your comments. Don't you forget to go ahead, like, share, review, send this to anybody you think may need a little bit of a mindset to win. And I want to thank you guys so much for being here with me. I am Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, no sugar added. Until next time.
This broadcast is brought to you by WinJack Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.